Hey, boss, that Safe Touch security sign looks different.
Don't let it fool you. It's still the same old Safe Touch we've been avoiding all these years.
I don't like it, boss. I'm getting the sweats just being near the Safe Touch sign.
Yeah, me too. Come on, let's go find a house without Safe Touch.
Right now, activate your existing home security system with Safe Touch Security for zero down for peace of mind with a purpose. Get 24/7 monitoring for about $1 a day and manage your system with a Safe Touch app. Call 888-723-8682 or go to safetouch.com. State license EF20001945.
Hi guys, what's up? Welcome back to Babecast. My name is Megan, and I am very excited for today's episode. Just literally recorded it today, which never happens, but I am a slacker, and I need to schedule more people to come on Babecast. So if you're listening and you're interested, you should email me, Megan, M-E-G-H-A-N, at WAPE.com, or I'll probably get back to you faster if you just message me on Instagram. It's Megan, M-E-G-H-A-N, M-I-L-I-S-S-A. Today I'm pumped because I have one of the three owners of Hotel Palms in Atlantic Beach. Either you follow them on social media and you see how super cute their space is, or you've been there for an event. Either way, it's amazing. She's amazing. Please welcome to Babecast, Steven. Excited that you're here. I love Hotel Palms so much. I've been a couple times. It's so cute. Like everything about it, the vibe, it's amazing. And if you haven't been there yet, you have to go. Just even for one of the events that are coming up. We're going to talk all about that. Wait, specifically, what are you doing for Hotel Palms, just so everybody can get a heads up?
So I'm one of the owners, and I handle all the PR, marketing, and private events.
Okay. Awesome. Three owners, right?
Three owners. Okay. My brother, Greg, his wife, Julie, and myself.
Okay, cool. We'll talk all about that. Where are you from?
I'm from here.
Born and raised. Awesome.
Born and raised Neptune Beach. I was a Fletcher grad.
Okay,
graduated
cool.
Graduated in 2004. And actually married my high school sweetheart.
Okay.
So I'm super local.
That's very cool.
Went to Florida State.
I graduated in 05. We're very close.
Oh, we are very close. We're very close.
That's exciting.
And then I moved to New York for 4.5 years, and then I came back. This is such a great community to, you know, settle down in, and I have a little girl now, so it's a great place to raise a family.
Oh, how old is she?
She's 18 months.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That's so awesome.
Awesome.
I love it here too. I'm actually from West Palm Beach.
Oh, okay.
And I moved here probably like 10 or 11 years ago now because I went to UNF and been working here for like a long time, like I told you. But I always say, like, I would love to stay here. I mean, as much as my job is willing, I would love to stay here. It seems like such a nice place to, like, raise a family.
So and super different from West Palm, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you can live close to the beach and it not be, like, Palm Beach Island, Donald Trump house. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the beach is actually very accessible.
Yes.
And easy to get to and not crowded, you know, like South Florida.
Totally.
I mean, South Florida is super fun, but this is just a little bit more laid back.
Yeah. So did you go to UNF?
No, I went to Florida State.
Okay. So you did move away for a little bit.
I did move away. I went to Florida State for communications, just studied basic mass media communications.
Okay, cool.
I went like the mass media route. So I learned about radio and TV.
Okay.
But, you know, when I was in school, this was like really, it was way before Facebook was kind of just coming out. So I say now that I would love to go back and see what the communication school is focusing on.
Cause it's so different.
So different.
I know.
So different.
I can't even imagine. Okay, that's cool. So that way you could keep it like a little bit broad and just figure out where you wanted to go.
Yeah, exactly. But I was like laser focused on moving to New York. So the deal with my parents was like, okay, if you graduate early, we will move you to New York and support you like we would as if you were in college, but you have to graduate early.
Okay.
So that was the incentive.
That's a good deal. Yeah.
Super good deal. So I moved to New York. I didn't have a job. I had an internship. It was unpaid, of course, because most PR internships are.
Right.
And I started taking classes through NYU's continued education program.
Okay.
And those classes are taught by industry professionals. And my professor was a media director at a big PR agency. and 5W actually was the name of the agency, and he just kind of took a liking to me and got me my first job at Blonde Inc.
That was your in.
That was my
your
in.
Professor. That's amazing.
That was my
it's all
in.
About the people you know.
Totally. It is. I remember him saying, like, how much are you getting paid at your internship? I'm like, I'm not getting paid. And I was working like 50 hours a week. And he's like,
God.
Seven. We've got to get you a job.
Yeah. I mean, in New York, where it's like so expensive to do everything, I can't even imagine.
Yeah. And it was right before the recession. So I had my job in place. And I remember everything happening with like Lehman Brothers. And I called my dad and, you know, I'm like, are they gonna let me go?
It's yeah.
Like, seven, honey, you don't make enough.
That's true.
For them to let you go.
They're under the radar.
Totally. You're the people they're gonna keep.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, it was a wonderful experience. I mean, looking back on it, my time at Susan Blonde Inc. was probably like one of the best times of my young life.
So how long did you do that for?
I was in New York total for 4.5 years.
Okay.
Bouncing around at different agencies, PR agencies, always kind of focused on lifestyle and entertainment.
Okay, so what were some of the things, just briefly, like that you did while you were doing that job?
I worked events at nightclubs.
Really?
Yeah, so like Nikki Beach was a big one. Nikki Beach was a client of Susan Blonde's, and I would go and stand at the door. I was the list girl. So photographers and media, you know, would be invited to come in and cover like a celebrity like event or something.
So that's like a celebrity is like hosting it or something.
Right.
Right.
Some sort of like BC list celebrity. But being the list girl, I got to meet like, you know, Page Six and Daily News and all the photographers.
Oh, that's cool.
So I really that's just kind of how you started out there. So I started out as a publicity assistant, and then I was a publicity coordinator, and then, you know, you just kind of grow from there.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Did you meet any awesome famous people or?
I did. I met Meryl Streep.
You did?
I did.
That's amazing.
One of our clients was the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation, like annual gala that they do every year.
Yeah.
And Meryl Streep was a huge supporter of the nonprofit that puts that on. So I got to meet her, and she's like,
was she cool?
She was so, so genuine, cool.
That's so nice
humbled.
To hear.
Yeah.
You know, when you like look up to someone or you really like them or you think they're amazing and then you hear that they like are an a-hole, it's like the worst. It's such a letdown.
It's
so nice to hear that she's awesome.
She is awesome.
Yeah.
And I met a lot of housewives.
Oh, that's amazing.
They're pretty high maintenance.
And entertaining.
Yes.
Let's be honest. That's cool. Are you into the Housewives? Do you watch them? So, like, did you know who they were?
Yeah, they were from the cast that I don't watch, like the Jersey Housewives.
Oh, really?
So
okay.
My boss repped Melissa Gorga.
Oh, nice.
And she was awesome, and her husband,
she seems like she's so nice.
She is. She's nice, and she's beautiful.
Yeah, she is.
But I feel like I'm kind of graduating from the Housewives.
Okay.
Like, I watch it now, and I'm just not as engaged as I am with other reality TV.
I'm not. I gotta hit the next maturity level then, because I'm like still into the Housewives.
Well, I do enjoy the New York City cast.
Okay.
And
yes.
And Beverly Hills.
Yeah, me too.
Are you watching
Orange County?
I am. I just started watching Orange County, and I'm a Southern Charm girl.
My friend is obsessed with it, and she keeps telling me I would love it. But there's been like 5 seasons, right? Like, I need to go back and start and watch them so that I know everything that's going on.
I don't know if, you know, you need to go that far.
I mean, I don't have much of a life, so I can do that.
It's not like starting, you know, you have to watch Game of Thrones from the beginning.
Right.
Something. I think you could just dive into to Southern Charm. But it's funny, and, you know, it's the South, so there's some overlap.
It's probably a little lighter, too.
It is.
Right? I mean, some of those Housewives things, they're like real, like going to rehab. Like.
And it's a lot of drama because it's all women.
Oh, okay.
Versus Southern Charm. Not to
it's
say
both,
that men
right?
don't bring drama too, but it's a better mix. It's like guys and girls, and it's a focus on their friendships, but also like what they do for jobs. And Cameron, one of the characters on there,
she used to be in Real World.
Yes.
Yeah,
I
know her.
And she just had a baby, and it's, you know, I had a baby in the past 18 months, so it's that's interesting.
You can relate to Cameron. I get
exactly.
it.
I can relate.
I totally get it.
Cameron, if you're listening, we can relate.
I mean, now that we're on the reality TV, you said mentioned before that you like The Bachelor. So I need your thoughts and opinions on this current season.
I really like this group of guys.
You do? Okay.
I feel like I sound like Becca.
No, really, they are pretty great.
They're a good group. And actually, Garrett, who is in, this isn't like a teaser, right? Like, he's in the top two.
No, you're fine. Okay. Yeah, we've already done a podcast talking about the whole thing. So if people don't know by now, then they're not into it.
If people don't, because with social media, if you don't watch it that
right.
night, you're, you know, you're lost.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, Garrett was like my favorite from night one. I just had a really good feeling about
that him. That was her favorite too, because she gave him the first impression.
Yeah.
The thing is, if I didn't know all these things about him, I would like him because he seems cute and nice on the show. But then there was like this whole conspiracy thing that he had an old Instagram account and he liked all these horrible things. You know how you can see when like people like
yes.
something?
Yeah.
So he liked like this, oh God, it was like so many terrible things. It was like political things, but then also like hating on the shooting victims.
Oh my gosh.
Making fun of them. You know, the kids from
yeah.
Down south liked something, making fun of those kids. And
Parkland, I think.
Parkland, that's
yeah.
what I meant. Sorry. And then something so negative about women and just misogynistic and
right.
everything about him. All these bad things that you shouldn't be, you know, that are very open now since he's like in the spotlight and in the public.
Could it have been someone posing? Like,
he said it was him. He
oh.
he deleted his whole Instagram and then started a new one because of that.
Interesting.
Yeah. So look it up. I'm having a hard time like telling you exactly what it was. So when the whole thing came up
mm-hmm.
and they like approached Becca about it, basically she was just like, I don't judge anybody. So it makes me feel like he's going to be the one.
He's going to be
the like,
one.
She like super defended him.
Right. That's interesting. I'm going to have to look that up because
yeah.
I'm like an avid watcher. My girlfriend comes over every Tuesday because we DVR it.
Yeah.
And then we watch it together.
And it's an investment. It's another full-time job to watch that
is.
Freaking show.
It is. It's so fun, though. It's such a guilty pleasure.
I know. Okay, so when you were in New York, you said that 4.5 years you were there. What made you want to come? Did you come right back to Jacksonville?
I was in a relationship with my now husband
okay.
at the time, and I was living in New York, and I was just, you know, I wanted to be with him and
yeah.
near family
yeah.
and some like...
So you were dating long distance that whole time?
We were dating, not the whole time,
oh, okay.
but towards the end, and a family tragedy brought me home
mm-hmm.
sooner than I thought that I was going to be here, but the plan was to always... come back here.
Sure.
You know, we just...
Right, because it's your home.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I did New York, and it was awesome, and I got a lot of experience. But, you know, it New York's really expensive.
Yeah.
So you have to be very wealthy to live there.
Sure. Did you do something before Hotel Palms, or...?
So before Hotel Palms, I was living here doing what I was doing in New York, so servicing clients and their PR needs just on a more local level. So
mm-hmm.
working with, like, I worked with Watts Juicery, really good beer
okay,
stop,
cool.
Gypsum Pearl, just local businesses that
do you have? Did you have your own business?
I did.
Oh,
and,
okay.
and I still do. It's called Urban Coastal Media.
Oh, awesome.
And I work with local clients as well as national clients. I have a great client called Grandpad out in Orange County. And yeah, I was just...
That's
I
cool.
just doing more of the same. So I've been doing PR for, you know, 10 plus years. And my family actually had a concrete construction business
mm-hmm.
that my brother was running. And, you know, I was trying to get involved somehow, but doing PR marketing for concrete just isn't... You know, it's just not as sexy.
Yeah.
As...
yeah. I mean, you were in New York City doing it for like,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, I get it. It's,
yeah.
it's a bit of a transition.
Totally. So we did that together for a few years, and then we actually continued to do it even after we purchased the Palms Retro, which is now the Hotel Palms.
Okay.
We purchased that in March 2015 with the intent to renovate it.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
I was wondering, like, how that came about, because it was an old, like, motel, basically, right?
Or, yes.
But, like, not as cute as it is now, obviously.
No, it was built in the 40s, 1947, actually.
That's crazy.
And ever since it was built, it's been an inn of sorts, a motor court inn. My brother and his buddy, they always talked about, like, they were, like, obsessed with this idea of doing a hotel.
Okay.
And growing up, like, I've just always had an affinity for hotels. So being that Greg's wife is an interior designer.
Perfect,
and
yeah.
I'm in PR marketing and Greg is in operations and business management. We thought, you know, maybe we could do something together one day. And actually the hotel next door to what is the Hotel Palms now was for sale. And my brother had just gotten back from a trip to Austin where he was like introduced to the Hotel San Jose. And Hotel San Jose was like the first renovated boutique hotel to sort of revitalize South Congress. It's one of Liz Lambert's properties.
Oh, cool.
So he went there and came back and was just, you know, really inspired.
Right.
That week he came back, he noticed that the Saltaire was for sale. So the wheels started to turn and he looked into that. And, you know, that was going to take like a lot. But just around the corner from the Saltaire was the Palms Retro. And it was already, you know, servicing a better clientele.
Mm-hmm.
The owners, Hank and Del Staley, lovely people. They brought it from kind of a very divey property called the Palms Hotel to the Palms Retro to attract like baby boomers and a little bit of an older clientele that
okay.
loved the 1950s era. So it was very kitschy
yes.
in design, but still same idea, like all rooms under one roof, shared space of the courtyard in the middle. So Greg really saw potential there, as did Julie, for the redesign. And we just started talking about it, and Greg approached the owner, and you know, he said, well, everything's for sale, so put together a business plan and an offer and come back to me.
Wow.
So we did. So
that's like meant to be then.
Yeah.
Perfect timing. And it, you guys had all been thinking about doing something together, and it's something more up all of your alleys.
Yeah. It's still a family business, which is what we were doing, but it's something that we are way more passionate about. And being that we all were born, Greg, Julie, and myself, all born and raised in this community.
Right. You know what people like.
Yeah. And we've seen it evolve.
Mm-hmm.
And we were really excited by that and wanted to be part of that and,
sure.
and give back to a community that gave us all like such a happy childhood.
I can't even imagine. I've only been here like 10, maybe 11 years, and it's changed so much since I've been here. Like, I can't imagine what you think. If you were born and raised here, it must be like, it's like a whole new world.
It is.
Because even when I would go home for like in college, I would go home and I'd come back, there'd be something new mm-hmm. in like 3 weeks. It's just crazy. Constantly. So you guys thought like that was a good opportunity to kind of embrace that and be
yeah,
a part of it.
There wasn't a boutique hotel in this market.
Yeah.
And we wanted to be the first. And both Greg and Julie saw the potential with the property. And I saw the potential with marketing it.
Right.
Well, we all did, really. And we closed March 2015, and then we operated it for 9 months because we didn't know anything about operating a hotel.
I was gonna say, how do you know? Like, you know, you wanted to do this, but like, how do you know what to do as far as hotel? Like, did you have to speak to other hotel owners, or what was your?
Yeah, we met with other GMs in the area, and Hank and Del were great to transition everything.
Like, that's cool.
I remember sitting in a meeting like one day, and this was. You know, while we were still doing our business plan, and I think we were like, how do we take a reservation? Like, how do you, are there like websites for that?
That's what I was gonna say. I was like, how? I mean, I wouldn't know the first thing. I know you guys are good at what you do, but it's a different thing when you're running a different kind of business.
Yeah, none of us had experience.
So they kind of guided you and like helped you out a lot.
Yes, they guided us, and we all worked, you know, different shifts and really wanted to, did laundry, learn the nuts and bolts of it.
Oh,
everything.
That's awesome.
We actually still have the same housekeeper who's amazing and is like the secret sauce to probably why we're doing as well as we're doing because of her attention to detail. But anyways, we started our renovation in January of 2016
mm-hmm.
and finished the renovation of October that year, right before Hurricane Matthew.
Yeah. And that must have been scary.
It was scary.
Because you're done, you're ready for business
We had a buyout that weekend for like someone that had a wedding, you know, area. And everyone had to evacuate. So we had to cancel it. But we were like, you could still smell the paint. I mean, it was new.
Jeez.
And I just, Greg and my husband Reed and another family member, his name's Eddie Barang, the three of them were, you know, like, filling sandbags and boarding up.
It's the scariest thing, especially with that timing.
Yeah.
So you guys got lucky and you didn't have to deal with that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you guys were good to go. And
it didn't, because there wasn't a scratch. Matthew wasn't that bad, but they were projecting.
Right.
It was going to be like catastrophic.
Yes. So you guys were freaking out and you were like, holy crap, we just opened this damn hotel and now this hurricane's going to come through. But also the building has been there forever. Mm-hmm. Not saying like it couldn't happen, but it's just like you said 40s. Like, I mean, that's probably a good solid structure, I'm assuming, if it's been around for that long.
You're absolutely right. It survived Dora.
Okay,
which
yeah.
I don't remember what decade that was, but I know it was a big one.
I remember the name. I don't remember either.
It has good bones, good strong bones.
Right. Did you guys have to do a lot with that, or did you do more like interior stuff?
We took it down to the studs.
Wow, really?
But the actual structure is still the same. Yeah,
okay.
So we took it down to the studs and we added a bar / check-in area.
Right.
That was
which
actually
is so cute.
A guest room. Thank you. It was a guest room and half of a guest room.
Oh, okay.
So when you walk into our gates on the left, as you walk in, that's where you have check-in and that's where the bar area is. And we serve beer and wine for our guests. And mm-hmm. that's where we, you know, service our events out of and all of that. But yeah, Julie was really instrumental, obviously, as the interior designer to working with our contractor, Eastern Shores Construction, on the whole redesign, and we had an architect involved.
Yeah,
and
it looks really good. What is her like? What was her inspo or her like? Where does she? How would you describe the style of the rooms and stuff? I mean, I know it's beachy, but also like I don't know. It's very I can't explain it because I'm not an interior designer, but maybe you would know more than.
Yeah, she's really inspired by mid-century design.
Okay, yeah.
But she also was very inspired by like vernacular architecture. So taking like the outside and incorporating it into the inside. So like the bootjack on a palm tree was really inspiring to her as she was kind of creating what the interior of the room would look like. Like if you look at our website or on Instagram, every room has reclaimed wood.
Yeah.
Whether it's the headboard or the shelving, there's some sort of reclaimed wood element, and that's present throughout the hotel. That's in our lounge. We have an Ipe walkway, which is also wood, in our courtyard. The outdoor shower is wood. So that, but then she also wanted to keep things very simple and clean, and every room is designed so if you're visiting, you feel like you're at a beach house.
Right. It does feel
very
like that.
Comfortable.
It does. And it's very clean and the minimal, because I feel like there's not like a bunch of like crap or cheesy like stuff. I mean, hotels, like for the most part, like everyone I go to is very just like never ever my style. But like it's funny to go to a place that's like feels like I could live here. I would want the inside of my house to look like this.
What hotels have you stayed at that make you feel that way?
I just feel like every hotel is so cheesy. I don't know. I can't think of like one specifically. So I don't know. It just might be more my style. Maybe other people think that it is cooler, but just for me, I like more minimal, like clean and.
Well, it's interesting. Like a lot of the big box brands like Marriott and Ramada and Hilton and Hyatt, they are creating these signature properties under their umbrella brands to appeal more to the traveler that likes the boutique hotel.
Okay.
But trust the big box brand.
Right. It's still the same. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still the same place in business.
Right.
Corporation.
Exactly. Right.
Right.
Exactly.
What are some of the amenities that you guys have in the rooms? And I've never actually stayed there. I live like four blocks away from it. I feel like a staycation could be
totally.
A cool thing that we should do.
You should. 'Cause
you guys have like bikes and stuff,
yes.
Right?
We have bikes and they are free to rent for guests. You can take them out all day if you'd like. And through our Unlikely Local program, we can create like a special itinerary based on like what your interests are.
See, that's cool. I was looking at that on your website too. There's so many suggestions for people, I mean, that come into town that like maybe wouldn't know. And you have it more from like a local perspective, mm-hmm. which is something I always want to do when I travel. So I really appreciate that because I want to not go to like, where is everybody, the touristy people going? Like, no offense, if you're a tourist, you can go down to the pier and go into the surf shop and buy a Jack's Beach t-shirt or whatever. But I like kind of going to like the breweries or the restaurants that, you know, maybe not a ton of people go to.
Yeah.
So that, and you guys have an advantage from being here, knowing that where all those places are.
And we give recommendations based on like what we like to do.
Right.
And the cool thing about that is we all like to do different things.
Right.
So Greg and Julie may recommend one thing. I may recommend another. And then Ryan and Ashley work for us and they might recommend something else based on
who
their
the person
interests.
Is. And yeah, you never know.
Yeah, so we have the Unlikely Local program.
That's so cool.
Our bikes. We serve beer and wine by the glass for guests out of our lounge. We have an outdoor fireplace, which is like always going in the colder months. We have an outdoor shower, so the water feature. Just the courtyard's a big amenity because it's quiet.
It is.
And it's, you know, not something that a lot of people know is there unless you're staying as a guest, so it's very private. We obviously offer parking and Wi-Fi and all that good stuff, but Julie curates all the in-room snacks that you see. So we have like, you know, Peterbrook Sweet Pete's. We carry those like in our room.
Oh, that's
which
cool.
are fun because those are local and you know, local flavors someone that wouldn't be able to get unless they were here.
What are you doing, like, day? I know you have your other business, too, but, like, for Hotel Palms, what are you doing day to day? Is there certain things, or just does it change every day?
Right now, it's a lot of fielding event inquiries. Mm-hmm. Our events, our private events business is growing. A lot of people want to...
Yes, I've noticed that. Yeah. Even just from following you on Instagram, I feel like there's always something going on.
A lot of people want to host, you know, weddings, rehearsal dinners, welcome parties, family reunions, birthday parties, things like that. So if a request comes in, I facilitate it and tell, you know, the potential client all that they need to know. And then hopefully it will lead to a booking and then we'll schedule a consult and I'll sit down with them and give my feedback based on what we've done that works and what maybe like doesn't work.
Right.
And then we do a few events each quarter, community co-branded events. And Greg and Julie and I all work together on collaborating for those events. Last week we had a great yoga class with Red Skies. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
No, but I've seen that you guys have had some yoga classes there before, which is really cool.
Jess Sievert's one of the instructors there, and she led the class, and we had like 83 mats, which it
That's
was
awesome.
Tight, but Lucky's Market like sponsored it. So that is an example of a community event. And then on Saturday, we did movie night. We showed Sandlot, which was like classic.
Oh, such a good summer movie.
25th year anniversary.
What? I didn't even know that.
Either did I. And ABBQ, which is a new barbecue spot opening like a couple doors down from us on Atlantic Boulevard. It's owned by five like local Atlantic Beach, very successful men and family men. And they did the food for the movie night.
Very cool.
So that was.
So you do a bunch of stuff like that. I've been to a few events there. Kara, who owns Inguas, like she had her fashion show there.
Yep.
And then another, it was like a surf book premiere. I don't remember what it was, but it was, and it's just really fun. You guys have live music and it seems like it's not just one lane. Like you could kind of do whatever there as long as it fits in with, you know, you guys and the brand and stuff. But weddings too, right? Like
weddings.
That is something that I feel like you're doing more and more of.
We're doing a lot more weddings. And, you know, I think people that are getting married now, They're going for more of like an intimate vibe, something unique. You know, they don't want to get married. Nothing against people that have gotten married in, you know, banquet halls and larger hotels, but they're just looking for something a little bit more unique and local.
Right.
There's this obvious big trend that's been around for a while and kind of continues with the local vibe.
Right. And it's smaller to the point where if you do have like a more intimate wedding, like it would be more suitable? I mean, I guess if you have this like giant 300 people wedding, then maybe it wouldn't be the best spot.
Yeah, we're not suited for that. And yeah. We don't have food and beverage, you know. So
right.
You
so
have
people to bring cater it in. Okay.
Right. You have to bring in your caterer and you have to bring in your rentals. You can use what we have on site, but it's more of like, this is the blank canvas. Here you go, like, run with it.
Right. Have you guys ever had any issues with rain? Because I know there's no cover.
Yes. And everyone asks that, like, what do we do if it rains?
Well, yeah, it's probably, like, one of the big things that people think about.
So the one time, as I'm knocking on wood,
yes.
that it's downpoured, torrential, was last December, my brother-in-law's rehearsal dinner.
Oh,
and
no.
And we ended up having to tent it. And we worked with All About Events, and we tented the entire
beforehand,
courtyard.
Or
we knew it was coming.
Okay, right.
So we got
last minute,
and thankfully it was my brother-in-law.
I was gonna say, like,
so he was kind of the guinea pig.
Yeah.
But now we know. Okay, it can be tented.
Mm-hmm.
This is how much it costs. This is what it looks like. In the future, we will probably look to add some sort of structure that will help protect from weather.
Right. Because with Florida,
yeah.
it's so hard to predict.
It is.
Like, odds are, I mean, it's probably going to rain today and it's perfectly
yeah.
sunny out right now.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's hard. So I imagine that is kind of a stress on all people involved.
Especially the bride.
Yeah, I know. That's what
you know?
I mean. I know.
I can't imagine. But we've got some people up there looking down on us. And
yes.
They usually watch out for us when we really need it.
Yeah. Who else locally do you guys partner with? As far is it just kind of whoever comes to you, or do you reach out to businesses to... It could go either way.
Yeah, it really goes both ways. We do a lot with Beaches Town Center because we're part of the Beaches Town Center Merchant Association. So that's like all the shops and restaurants of.
Oh, I didn't realize that too. It is so close.
District.
So I
yeah.
guess that makes sense.
All Jaffe's specifically is one in there. Mezza, we have a great relationship with. Doro, Ragtime, all of those guys right there. Lucky's Market is a new one. Penelope T, Ingwaz, as you mentioned.
Yes.
We
and then even some like Pure Bar, I've seen you
yeah.
have some stuff there.
Pure Bar, Define, Red Skies, Yoga Mix. Megan Barnard is a new yoga instructor that we've been using. And Show Pigeon Coffee, this is pretty exciting. So Jamie is a barista at Bull Bean Coffee.
Uh-huh.
And she has her own kind of like side thing going on. And every Sunday she comes and does coffee service, but like specialty coffee cocktails. So they don't have alcohol on
for them. Guests only?
No, it's for the public too.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So it's every Sunday from 8 to noon. And she serves like 4 drinks and they're delicious. And they're all iced. And
I have to go. That sounds amazing.
You need to come. Like, a lot of locals come and I go every Sunday with my husband and little girl after church because it's like a good kind of family thing to do too.
Yeah, absolutely. What is one of your favorite things that you guys have ever done there?
The first Penelope T fashion show we did was really cool. It was one of my favorites because it was very rewarding. I had like just had a baby.
Yeah.
So a lot of the planning was taking place during the like maternity leave that I was on.
Okay,
and
yeah.
I love Manny and Nikki over there. That one, and then I think the most memorable, and I'm sure Greg and Julie would agree if they were here, was in November, so like a month after we had opened, we did a big like surf video premiere with Black Rose and Justin Quintal, because he's one of our ambassadors.
Oh, I think I heard about that.
It was nuts.
It like, was crazy.
It crazy.
Gets packed, right?
And we had like two like heavy metal bands playing.
Whoa.
And there were 300 people in the courtyard, and I was... really pregnant and
oh, no?
we didn't know what we were doing. And at the time, we didn't require events do buyouts, which we do now.
Right.
So we had like just regular guests staying there. And of course, they were so upset because it was loud and rightfully so.
Right. It was just, yeah, but it was still like a huge success regardless.
Yeah, it was great exposure. And Palms Markets are one of my favorites too. It's our local holiday shopping event that we do every year. And actually, it's like the brainchild of Whitney Canny, who owns Sailor Siren at, mm-hmm. at the Beaches Town
yeah.
Center.
Yeah.
She and I like came up with this idea and she's like, well, what if we call it the Palms Market? And we started doing those.
Oh, that's cool.
Before it was even Hotel Palms.
Okay.
We did like two of those as Palms Retro.
Is it around Christmas time?
It's around Christmas okay. time. This is going to be like the fourth annual.
That's awesome.
So like local vendors come in and you shop and there's live music and people are drinking mimosas. And I think this year we're going to do like a food truck so people can have lunch there too.
Cool. Would you have any advice for anybody who's kind of like, you guys are you're a part of a, you know, a team, but like you've been through a lot as far as your PR career and stuff. Any advice for anybody listening who maybe would love to be in your shoes one day or similar?
Yeah, I would just say go for it. You mm-hmm. know, like you never know where an opportunity is going to lead you and you don't want to have any regrets, and partner with people that can do what you can't do, because that's really like what makes a great team.
Yeah.
And trust your partners and kind of have someone as the leader of the partnership. Like Greg is very much our leader and he does not, you know, lead us wrong.
Right.
But as his sister, you know, like I have to give up that like little bit of ego control.
I understand.
And you can be in business with your family members and it can be really great.
Yeah.
You just, with that, I will say, make sure you have time that you're spending with your family that you're in business with, not doing work stuff.
Right. Fun time too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't start resenting each other.
Exactly.
I get it.
Yeah, just go for it. And Jacksonville is such a great place. This community is all about community mm-hmm. and people are all about partnering and empowering one another. So if you have an idea, do it here because yeah. we need more vibrant business concepts.
Absolutely. Do you have any events coming up that you want to mention maybe?
We do. We have a really cool, I think we're doing like some sort of like record swap.
Oh, that is awesome.
On August 16th.
Okay.
That's a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a Unlikely Local yoga event coming up. It's a class on August 24th with Megan Barnard.
Okay.
And then the next real big one is Art Battle. Don't know if you've ever heard of Art Battle.
Have you done it before?
We have.
I think I saw it on April. I follow you guys on Instagram, so I like see everything that you
love,
post.
Love that Instagram.
It's great.
It's a live painting competition with 12 local artists, and there's three different rounds. And
that's cool.
They have to paint on site. They cannot mix their paints beforehand, but Art Battle puts it on, and we host, like we're just the venue host.
Very cool.
But there's a DJ and it's really it's
so is there
really
rounds
cool.
like do yeah. people get knocked out?
Yeah, there's three rounds.
So cool.
So that's September 15th.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, but just keep checking Instagram. People are like, how I know. I found out about your events, like Instagram.
I know, it's like literally that's how I know everything. Everything you're talking about, I'm like, oh, I saw that. I saw that on your Instagram. Speaking of, you should let everybody know where they can follow you on Instagram and website and all that so they can learn more.
Yes.
Book their stay.
So our website is thehotelpalms.com
mm-hmm.
and our Instagram is at Hotel Palms.
Okay, perfect.
At Hotel Palms. So yeah, give us a follow. If you have any questions or event inquiries, you can DM us. And
are you running that?
No, my brother runs it.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
My brother.
He does a great job.
He does do a good job. And it's so interesting because he was so against social media. He's 4 years older than I am.
Okay, yeah.
So he wasn't even in college when like Facebook came out.
Right.
He's like, I'm never going to. He doesn't do social media for his like personal
for
life.
For himself, yeah.
But he's up there all the time, so it
yeah, that's
just makes
good.
Sense. And then Ryan Montez, who works for us and is also a local designer, he helps with it too.
Awesome. It's great. So go follow them, check out their website, and stay there because I feel like you won't regret it.
Thank you
Thank
so
you.
Much, Megan. This was so much fun.
It was so fun.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.